Hello, this is Bill Caskey, another of our Advanced Selling Podcast vignette series. Today I want to talk a little bit about what should your tone be during a presentation. And I always get reminded of this when I consult and coach companies who are getting ready to do capabilities presentations or some kind of PowerPoint presentation to prospective buyers, prospects. And it always strikes me that the tone changes to how do we convince them that we're the right company? And what do we need to say to put our best foot forward so that they select us? And it's something around that. And you traditionalists are going to say, well, of course, that's what the whole thing is about, is getting someone to choose you and pick you and select you and buy from you and la, la, la. Well, maybe. But is that really the best way to do it? Is me trying to convince you from the front of the room really what I want to do? Is that really going to change things? So you're telling me that if you are in the front of the room trying to convince me and my team to do business with you, that you saying we really want your business, this is a perfect fit, oh, we're the perfect company for you, really think that that's going to influence us? So let me see if I have this. So you're going to leave the room and we're going to sit around and talk about your presentation and decide what organization we want to partner with and go with. And the fact that you said we really want to partner with you really enters into it. Well, John, I think we should pick vendor B because they told us they really wanted to partner with us. They told us they were the best fit. Of course not. Everybody's saying that. So when you say what everybody else says, how much are you diluting your message? How much power do you really have if you sound like everyone else? And by the way, you do if you are doing those little closing gimmicks and sales tricks and tips. Stop. You can say them, but say them to yourself. Don't you dare let those words hit the light of day. Never ever say, we'd really like to partner with you on this. We're the perfect fit. You know, as far as we're concerned, this is a perfect match, because everybody is saying that. So stop. So the question is, what do you say in its place? And I think you say, I think you relay your commitment to excellence. You relay your commitment to a great product, to a great service. You demonstrate competence. You demonstrate the fact that you've done this before. You demonstrate the value that you bring by having case studies and testimonials and your clients, your happy, satisfied clients, having them speak during these presentations. And I don't mean in the room, but you know, at least have the words on a PowerPoint. Instead of saying we're really great at something, have a picture of a client saying these guys are really good, this is what it helped us do, and not be ashamed or afraid to have their name there and their company and their picture or their company's logo and the words that they actually said. If you want to really take it up a notch, have the video of them saying that during your presentation. So say, you know, here's an example. One of our clients is John Smith from Enterprise and Associates down the road here, and we just finished a job for him, and probably just 30 seconds here. Let's hear what he says about it. Boom. You click the start button. Presto. He's on video on the PowerPoint. Oh, Bill, we can't do that. Our clients wouldn't stand for that. What? They wouldn't stand for actually hearing from a client? And what I would do is have the client's name and video there and then say, if you want to call him and find out more, I've put his name and telephone number on your handout. So at least have hope that you're guiding your prospect to a place where you want them to go, which is where they're talking to your best clients. So the point of all this, though, is not video and a PowerPoint. And if you think that's the point, you're missing the total package here. The point is, how are you going to sound? What is your tone going to be like? My recommendation is your tone is, we are committed to this project. We would love to work with you on this, but we also know that you're interviewing other vendors, and we appreciate that, and we acknowledge we don't have the corner on all the best knowledge in the business. There's other great engineering firms or other great accounting firms or other great whatever firm you do. We acknowledge that. So we understand that if we are not chosen on this and this is not the right fit for whatever reason, that we're going to continue to pursue a relationship with you far beyond this deal. So tell people that. Now you start to sound like you're in it for the long term, not just the gig. And I don't know any customer who's buying something for a vendor that just wants to sell the, just wants to buy the gig. They want to buy a long-term solution, a long-term approach, a long-term relationship, although the word relationship gets thrown around. We'll deal with that in another vignette. But I hope this helps to change your tone a little bit. Stop being so desperate and needy. Stop raising your voice when you talk to someone. You know, have just a conversational style. Be matter of fact about it. You can be excited about a piece of business and still just be matter of fact about how you talk about it. That gives the buyer great comfort that you guys really know what you're doing. I hope you've enjoyed this. My name again is Bill Caskey, and we come to you occasionally with these things. Brian Neal, Brooke Green, Terry Sarbanoff, and I will continue to share with you some of these little vignettes on things we hear and some tips and techniques and strategies to help you improve your business. Join us next time, please. Thanks. Bye.